Comer, every Biden pardon should be declared null and void. By Jeff Poor on October 29, 2025. During Tuesday's broadcast of FNC's The Ingram Angle, House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY, called for pardons issued by the Biden administration to be declared null and void. Are you of the view that, for instance, Biden's pardon of his brother Jim or, let's say, Anthony Fauci, are you of the view that those pardons are null and void, given what you know? Fox News host Laura Ingraham asked. I am, absolutely 100%, Comer replied. If anyone doubts whether or not there was a cover-up, they need to watch every minute of the testimony that we got. All of the hours and hours of depositions from these staffers, where you had people like Ian Sams, who was his spokesperson, who would come out every day and give press conferences, blasting me or blasting Robert Herr, or Jim Jordan or someone under oath when we asked him, how many times did you meet directly with Joe Biden? He said, two times in 2 years, Neera Tandem, his executive secretary. Well, two times in 2 years, Neera Tandem then, whose executive secretary? Who, that position is one of the closest to the president. Whether it's Obama, Trump, George Bush, Obama. She admitted that she would go weeks without having any interaction with Joe Biden. They clearly shielded him, not only from the American people, but from their inner staff. If he was an active participant, there would be notes. There would be notes. The National Archives has no record of notes. There are no emails. It almost looks like they went back and changed their story from "he approved it verbally and orally" to "you know, we had memos and things like that." There were so many inconsistencies. And I think that the Department of Justice can bring all these people in, especially the three staffers and the doctor who pled the Fifth Amendment, and press them for more information, because at the end of the day, the American people know that Joe Biden was in a mental state of decline, he added. He hasn't given, you know, a TV interview since he left office. The statement blasting my report today wasn't from him. It was from an unnamed staffer. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.